From Cambridge, Massachusetts, and Minneapolis, Minnesota, the National Broadcasting Company presents the College Quiz Bowl. This is it. Yes, this is the new All-American quiz game that matches against each other the varsity scholars of two great American colleges. This is the College Quiz Bowl. Competing tonight, we have last week's winner, the University of Minnesota in Minneapolis, pitted against the varsity scholars of Radcliffe College for Women in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And here in Radio City, New York, is your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
Hello, everybody. It's good to have you with us. Welcome to another intercollegiate battle of the brains. Tonight, our new champion, the University of Minnesota, returns to see if it can repeat last week's victorious encounter here in the College Quiz Bowl. And to match wits and information with those varsity scholars from Minnesota, we have four fine young ladies from Radcliffe. So let's meet the ladies first. Here is Vern Williams of station WBZ Boston, who's going to serve as Radcliffe's referee. Vern?
Ready and waiting, Alan, and here in Agassiz House is the Radcliffe team, which will make the Minnesota scholars look to their laurels.
Nancy Fisher from Washington, D.C.
Phyllis LaForge from New York City.
Phyllis Bodell from Lakeville, Connecticut.
And Ruth Joseph from New York City.
Hey, Vern! Hey, Vern, what's that? I hear some men cheering up there in Cambridge. Vern, I thought you said Radcliffe was a woman's college.
Well, it is, Alan. But you know, the Radcliffe girls live right across the street from Harvard, and they go to all their classes at Harvard with Harvard men. And this is Saturday night, so now do you get the picture?
Ah, I got the picture. It's good to have you Harvard men with us. Well, let's get around now up there to Minneapolis to hear how they feel about those Minnesota scholars. On hand again to act as the Minnesota referee is Ben Layton of station KSTP. Ben?
Right, Alan. And Minnesota's out after its second straight victory. And things are really jumping here in Murphy Hall on the Minnesota campus. Everybody's out to cheer on the same scholars who knocked down Northwestern last week.
Tom Clayton from Winona, Minnesota.
Roger Feinstein, Pelham, New York.
Colleen Helgeson, Excelsior, Minnesota.
And Jack Davies, Coleraine, Minnesota.
Okay, here we go. We've met the teams. Now, Roger Tuttle, let's hear the rules.
Well, Alan, the quiz is set up to determine how much these varsity scholars know and how quickly they can call upon their knowledge. And so we have toss-up questions, and this is the way they work. Alan Ludden asks a question, and the first team to signal it has the answer gets a chance to answer. When Radcliffe signals, you'll hear... When Minnesota signals, you'll hear... And by means of a special electronic selector, the team which signals first, even by a split second, activates its light here on the board in front of Alan and makes it impossible for the other team's light to flash. Now, if the team winning a chance at the toss-up question gives a wrong answer, the question then goes to the other team. And whichever team gives the right answer gets a bonus question. Each question is worth a designated number of points, and the team with the most points at the end of the game is the winner and returns next week to defend its title in the College Quiz Bowl. Well, that's the way the game is played, so let's play it.
And that's our starting whistle. Now, the toss-up question I'm going to read you just in a moment will bring you an opportunity at a 50-point possible bonus question. A 50-point possible bonus question if you get this toss-up question. And here it is. On your mark. The Triesta, a new type of balloon, recently made a successful maiden voyage. For 10 points, in what direction did it go? Minnesota.
Jack Davies.
It went down into the sea.
You're right for 10 points. Professor August Picard's new underwater balloon recently completed a journey to the bottom of the sea, going down, and for that you got Minnesota a chance at a 50-point bonus question, or a question that could net you 50 points. There are five parts. For 10 points each, I want you to name the book in which the following boats appear. The Hispaniola, Minnesota. What book did the Hispaniola...
Here's Colleen Helgeson with an answer.
Colleen?
Treasure Island.
Treasure Island by Robert Louis Stevenson. You're right for 10 points. All right, for 10 more points. In what book did these two boats appear? The Compass Rose and the Saltash.
Roger Feinstein.
Cruel Sea.
Right for 10 points. In what book did this boat appear? The Patna. The Patna. P-A-T-N-A. You don't know?
I got four blank faces here.
Okay, I'll tell you. That's Lord Jim by Joseph Conrad. All right, in what book did this boat appear? The Nautilus. The Nautilus.
Rogers?
It's 10,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
By whom?
Jules Verne.
Right, I'll give it to you. It's 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. 10 points. All right, and finally, in what book did this boat appear? The Pilgrim. The Pilgrim.
Oh, I don't even have blanks this time.
Okay, I'll tell you, it's 10-2 years before the mass by Richard Hennied, Henry Dana. All right, back to a toss-up question. Are you ready, Radcliffe?
We're ready, Alan.
Okay, are you ready, Minnesota?
We're ready.
All right. The bonus question coming up next is going to be worth 20 points, and here's the toss-up that might win it for you. For 10 points, tell us the title of the Shakespearean play whose general theme is slap your wife around and she'll be grateful for it. Radcliffe got it.
Phyllis Lafarge.
The Taming of the Shrew.
Right for 10 points. That's the theme of The Taming of the Shrew. And now, Phyllis, you won for Radcliffe an opportunity at this 20-point bonus question. You are to imagine that Mickey Mantle received a telegram saying, "Glad your knee is improving, old man. My wrist is also coming along, and now we can both continue our chosen vocations. Cheerio." Now, who could have sent that telegram, and what would it have meant this past week for 20 points?
Nothing happening, Alan.
Nothing happening?
Football. Yeah, football.
Well, no, I'm afraid you're on the wrong track. If you remember, Mickey Mantle this last week had an operation on his knee. Well, also this last week, a very famous author by the name of Somerset Maugham had an operation on his wrist to alleviate writer's cramp. And he might have sent that telegram. Okay, now, before we get along to another toss-up question, let's find out what the stakes are in this quiz game. Roger?
Each week, NBC will award to the school of the winning team a $500 gift to be administered by the college. It may go to a scholarship fund or to a campus activity. And each member of the losing team will receive an attractive, dependable Whitnauer wristwatch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnauer family of fine watches. Since 1866, maker of watches of the highest character. Well, those are the stakes. Now with the score, Minnesota, 40 points, Radcliffe, 10. We go back to a toss-up question. And remember, the team answering it correctly gets a chance at a bonus question. Okay, Alan?
Okay, a 30-point bonus is coming up. Now here's your toss-up for 10 points. There are those who think he invented the telephone, but this week he couldn't even get a phone call through to the Middle West. Who is he? Minnesota.
Jack Davies.
Alexander Graham Bell is dead.
Well, it was kind of a... In the papers, this... It's a minute. That's a toss-up question. You missed it. Can you take it, Radcliffe?
Do we get a chance at that, Alan?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. You missed?
I'm afraid we can't take advantage of it, Alan.
Okay, I almost gave it away. Well, I'll tell you, this week in the papers, there was a story about Don Ameche, who portrayed Alexander Graham Bell in the movie, who tried to call his mother out in the Middle West and found that her phone was out of order. Okay, here's another toss-up question. For 10 points, the 30-point bonus is still coming up. A group of hysterical teenagers from a town in Essex County, Massachusetts, were the chief accusers and witnesses in a series of world-famous American trials. Now, for 10 points, tell us what town the teenagers were from. Minnesota.
Colleen Helgerson.
Salem.
Salem, Massachusetts. You're right. The famous witch trials in Salem. All right, you won for Minnesota a chance at a 30-point bonus question, which is a music question. We're going to test your knowledge of current Broadway musicals. For a possible 30 points, here are three songs from shows now running on Broadway. You'll get 10 points each time you tell us the show from which they come. Here's the first one.
I love Paris in the springtime.
What's your current Broadway show? Introduce this song.
She's a music student and she's slightly panicky at the moment.
Oh, don't panic, Colleen. How about it, Minnesota?
Another one, Alan.
All right, it's Cole Porter's Can Can. Introduce that song. All right, now from what current Broadway show does this song come?
All the people said, sit down. Sit down, you're rocking a boat. People said, sit down. Sit down, you're rocking a boat. And the devil will drag you under by the sharp lapel of your checkered coat. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, you're rocking a boat.
Minnesota.
We haven't been on Broadway for quite a while.
This has been on Broadway a long time, this one. This is Frank Lesser's Guys and Dolls.
Oh.
All right, from what current Broadway show does this song come?
No other love have I, only my love for you.
Go ahead, Jack.
The King and I?
No, anybody going to correct him? You got the composers right. It's Me and Juliet, Rodgers and Hammerstein's latest current Broadway hit. Okay, Radcliffe, could you have taken that?
They could have answered all three of them, Ellen.
Oh, that's the way this game goes. Okay. Here's another toss-up question. There's a 30-point bonus coming up after this toss-up. Let's see if you'll get this. Now, for 10 points, in the memorable song, School Days, what was written on the slate? Radcliffe.
Nancy Fisher.
I love you so.
Yeah, can you take it, Minnesota?
Yes, we can. Colleen Helgeson.
I love you, Joe.
You're right, Colleen. So near Radcliffe and yet so far. It's I love you, Joe. If you remember the whole thing, I was your basketball barefoot beau. I won't go into it anymore. All right, you got a 30-point bonus, Minnesota. For 10 points each, I want you to complete the following quotation. Number one. Complete this quotation now with the next line. Breathe there the man with soul so dead who never to himself hath said...
Roger.
This is my native land.
Right. For 10 points. Incidentally, do you know who wrote that, Roger? You know who wrote that, Roger?
Not.
For no point. Sir Walter Scott, right. The Lay of the Last Minstrel. All right, complete this quotation. The next line after I stop. For 10 points. The owl and the pussycat went to sea in a beautiful pea-green boat.
You're Colleen Helgeson.
They took some honey and plenty of money wrapped up in a 5-pound note.
Oh, you're so right for 10 points. That is clear. The owl and the pussycat. All right, for 10 more points, complete this quotation. I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high or veils in hills.
A host of golden daffodils.
The next line...
When all...
Go on.
Well, it's, I don't know.
I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high or veils in hills.
When all at once I saw a crowd, a host of dancing daffodils.
You're right. The next line you got right. Okay, Roger, will you give... That was from William Wordsworth, The Daffodils, of course. Roger, would you give us a score and time?
Right, Alan. Right now, Minnesota, 90 points. Radcliffe, 10 points, and we have 15 minutes to go in the quiz.
Okay, here we go with another toss-up question. Radcliffe, are you there?
We're ready, Alan.
All right, here it is. Woodrow Wilson taught at 3 colleges. 2 of them were Princeton and Wesleyan. Where did he teach between 1885 and 1888? Nobody knows. Minnesota?
Roger Feinstein.
University of Virginia.
Can you take it, Radcliffe?
Phyllis Bodell.
Bryn Mawr.
You're right for 10 points. Bryn Mawr. All right, you got a chance now. Radcliffe, you have a chance at a 30-point bonus question. The recent arrival of Frederica of Greece to the United States has brought Queens into the headlines again. Now, we want you to see if you can, for 10 points each, identify the following queens. The historical Queen of Hearts. The historical Queen of Hearts for 10 points.
Phyllis, did you have your hand up?
No.
Oh.
Ruth, did you have your hand up? Phyllis, did you have your hand up?
No.
Nancy, did you have your hand up?
Oh, I keep...
So you keep thinking, I'll tell you what it is. I've got to tell you the time is up. It's Elizabeth, daughter of James I. She became Queen of Bohemia in 1689 in the so-called Low Countries, and because of her charm and friendliness, she was known as the Queen of Hearts. Also, of course, there is a character in Alice in Wonderland. No. All right, you have 20 more points you can make on this question. Here's a 10-point question. We want you to tell us now the historical White Queen. White Queen. The historical White Queen. Your history
maker. I'm afraid not, Alan.
Mary, Queen of Scots, said to be worn white, mourning for her husband, Lord Darnley. All right, 10 more points still possible to you if you will tell us what historical queen was known as Bloody Mary.
Amen.
Phyllis Lafarge.
Mary of England, Mary the First.
That's right, for 10 points. Also, of course, there's Bloody Mary, who is a character in Rodgers and Hammerstein's South Pacific, but that'd have been wrong. Okay, very good. Okay, here's the there's coming up now a bonus question worth 35 points, so on your toes. Here is the toss-up that might win it for you. For 10 points, who are the two well-known 19th century French painters whose last names are spelled exactly alike except for one letter? Radcliffe.
Phyllis Lafarge.
Manet and Monet.
Right for 10 points. Okay, that's our halftime signal. That's our halftime signal. We're going to start again at the half with a bonus question worth 35 points for Radcliffe, but I've got a minute out here.
Right, Alan. It's halftime. Whistle Thank calls you. For a one-minute timeout, and to you.
Okay, now I want to talk for just 1 minute. First of all, I'd like to talk to Radcliffe. May I talk to Nancy Fisher? And Nancy, will you tell us briefly exactly what is that relationship up there in Cambridge between Radcliffe and Harvard?
Yes, I can tell you. It's quite easily explained.
Sure.
Ever since, I think it's 1879, we've always had the same faculty as Harvard. They had their classes separately, however, until the last war. And our president, Wilbur Jordan, is a faculty member of Harvard. He's a history professor. And so our colleges are actually quite close, even closer now since we're having our classes together.
Oh.
But our process is called joint instruction.
I see. And you
it's
go to
not
class-
co-education.
I see. You go to classes with Harvard boys. All right, I want to find out something that's awful, awful fun out of Minnesota right now. What's the big day out there in Minnesota, Roger Feinstein?
It's homecoming day here.
What's going on tonight?
Well, there's a dance.
You going?
No.
Okay, our time's up. We've got to get back.
Right, Alan, back to the quiz. And with the score, Minnesota 90 points, Radcliffe 40 points. How about another toss-up question?
Oh, no. And we go back to the bonus question. The Radcliffe College has a 35-point bonus question entitled to them here. We're going back to the bonus question.
Thank you, Alan.
The Leaning Tower of Pisa is not one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. But, you know, there are seven, and you'll get 5 points for each one of the seven wonders of the ancient world that you can name.
Phyllis Lafarge.
The Hanging Gardens of Babylon.
Right. 5 points.
Phyllis again.
The Colossus of Rhodes.
Right, for 5 points.
The Great Pyramid.
Pyramids of Egypt, right?
In Egypt.
Yeah. That's 15 points. You could make 20 more points here. You can work together.
The Sphinx? The Colosseum?
And Phyllis Bodell?
No. I'm sure you can.
I'm afraid we're slightly bogged down.
Okay, and
the Parthenon?
No, I'm sorry. The Mausoleum at the Halicarnassus? The Pharaohs, the Lighthouse and Observation Tower at Alexandria? The Statue of Jupiter, Zeus on Olympia? Temple of Diana at Ephesus? Is that right? Okay, here's the toss-up question for 10 points. Are you ready? For 10 points, tell us, which one of the following four men has never been a mayor? Do not push the button until I've read four names. Here we go. Which one of these has never been a mayor? Jasper McLeavy, Michael Henchard, Rudolph Halley, Dick Whittington, Radcliffe.
Ruth Joseph.
Rudolph Halley.
Right. Can you? That's right. Rudolph Halley has never been a mayor. Jasper McLeavy is elected mayor of Bridgeport. Michael Henchard was mayor of Casterbridge in the Thomas Hardy novel. And Dick Whittingham, of course, was thrice Lord Mayor of London in the children's fiction. Remember his cat. Okay, now you've got for Radcliffe there a opportunity at a 30-point musical question. For 10 points each, we want you to tell us the title of nobility named in the following musical compositions. First, a work by Beethoven.
Emperor Concerto.
Right, for 10 points. Next, a tune written by Ted Snyder.
The Sheik of Arabian.
Right, for 10 points. And last, a composition by Bela Bartok.
I'm afraid. afraid not, Alan.
The miraculous Mandarin sweep. Okay, here we go. What's the score, Roger?
Right now, Minnesota is leading by only 5 points, 90 to Radcliffe 85 with 8 minutes to go.
All right, 8 minutes to go. Here's a toss-up question worth 10 points. In 1775, George Washington was named Commander-in-Chief of the Continental Forces. He took command of these forces in what city? Minnesota.
Roger Feinstein.
Lexington, Massachusetts.
Can you take it, right?
Yes, Nancy Fisher.
Oh, Cambridge, Massachusetts.
You're right for 10 points. Okay, forgetting that, you get a chance at a 30-point bonus question. Here are from some famous twins for 10 points each. Give us the names of these famous twins. First of all, the biblical twin sons of Isaac and Rebekah in the Bible.
Phyllis Lafarge.
Esau and Jacob.
Right for 10 points. Now, the two pairs of twins who play an important part in the Shakespearean comedy... In a Shakespearean comedy. Two pairs.
Their names, it has to be their name?
Yeah, their name.
I'm afraid not, Alan.
All right, in a comedy of errors, one set was named Antipholus, and the other set was named Dromio, remember? Okay, here's another chance. The twins, we're on a twins question. Now, I want you to tell me the names of the twin sons of the Chief Justice of the New Jersey Supreme Court, who were both elected to the State Assembly last Tuesday. Time's up. Robert and William Vanderbilt, sons of Chief Justice Arthur Vanderbilt, elected last week. All right, what's the score, Roger?
Radcliffe has now climbed ahead, Alan. The ladies, 105 points, and Minnesota, 90 points, with 6.5 minutes to go.
Okay, and here comes a toss-up question worth 10 points. In linear measure, are you listening? The bonus question of 20 points is coming up. In linear measure, how many yards equal 1 furlong? No one can take it.
Phyllis Bodell.
320.
Can you take it, Minnesota?
Yes, Roger Feinstein.
360.
Nope, you both missed it. It's 220. Okay. Here's another toss-up question worth 10 points. Don't forget your buzzer. All right, the bonus question is coming up, 20-point value. All right, recently, President Eisenhower was co-dedicator of a $50 million Falcon Dam. Now, for 10 points, give me the name and title of the man who shared dedicating honors with Eisenhower. No takers? Minnesota.
Roger.
It was the president of Mexico.
Yes, do you know his name?
You know who is?
What?
Cortines.
Ruiz would be accepted in Mexico. President of Mexico. All right. Adolf Ruiz Cortines. All right. You have a chance at a 20-point bonus question for getting that. Now, this past week, the city of brotherly love wasn't feeling too brotherly toward Los Angeles, California. 20 points. Tell us why not.
Oh, Jack Davies.
They're having a feud over which city is the third largest in the United States.
Right for 20 points. Okay. What's the score, Roger?
Minnesota is now pulled in front, 120 points to Radcliffe, 105 with 5 minutes to go in the quiz.
Okay, here's a toss-up. Get ready. Sisti and Fuzzy lived in the White House when Franklin D. Roosevelt was president. With a bonus question worth 30 points coming up, I want you to tell us for 10 points, who was president when Princess Alice lived there? Minnesota.
Colleen Helgerson.
Theodore Roosevelt.
Right for 10 points. Okay, here's your bonus question that could earn you 30 more. For 10 points each, I want you to identify the following women in fiction. Amelia Sedley. Amelia Sedley.
Go ahead, Roger.
She was a Dickens character.
Anybody want to correct him? Anybody in Minnesota want to correct him? Out. Becky Sharp's friend in Vanity Fair by William Thackeray was Amelia Sedley. Now, do you know this character for 10 points? This woman character out of fiction. Temple Drake. Temple Drake. Oh.
Looks like a blank.
The main female character in Sanctuary by William Faulkner. All right, do you know this character out of fiction? The woman character out of fiction. Natasha Rostoff. Natasha Rostoff. 10 points.
Colleen looks like she almost has it.
Oh, she does. She knows this. All right, time's up. It's one of the central characters in War and Peace by Tolstoy. Okay, back to a toss-up question for 10 points. Ralph Rackstraw, Dick Deadeye, Bill Bobstay, and Bob Beckett are crew members on a well-known fictional ship. Oh, you pushed your button too soon. I'm sorry. Minnesota, you disqualified the question. That ship, of course, was HMS Pinafore, but I hadn't asked the question. Another toss-up question coming up. Here it is. For 10 points, name the state which borders Kansas on the east. Minnesota.
Roger Feinstein.
Missouri.
Right for 10 points. Okay, here's a bonus question that could earn you 40 points if you got all four parts. I'm going to give you four middle names, and for 10 points each, I want you to tell us the famous living personality that each belongs to. The first middle name is Gooderham. What famous living personality has that middle name for 10 points?
Could you repeat the name, please?
Gooderham. G-O-O-D-E-R-H-A-M. Don't know. Dean Acheson. For 10 more points. Mans. M-A-N-N-E-S. What living personality's middle name is Mans? Time's up. Bernard Baruch. For 10 points. What living personality's middle name is Catlett? C-A-T-L-E-T-T.
Okay, Colleen.
George Catlett Marshall.
Right, for 10 points. All right, for 10 more points. What famous living personality's middle name is Stearns? S-T-E-A-R-N-S.
Roger.
Thomas Stearns Eliot.
Right for 10 points. Okay. Back to a toss-up question. Here's 10 for 10 points. Tell us, what famous invention was first tested successfully off Killdevil Hill on December 17th, 1903? Minnesota.
Jack Davies.
The airplane.
Right for 10 points. Here's a bonus question worth 20. It's a mathematical question. I want you to start with a number of famed islands in the St. Lawrence. To that number, I want you to add the number of degrees in one angle of an equilateral triangle. Now, I want you to give me the number that you must add to this sum in order to get the date of the Battle of Hastings. Quickly.
Is it 10,000?
It's 6.
You're right for 10, for 20 points. 1,000 islands plus 60. The equilateral triangle equals 1,060. The Battle of Hastings was, of course, 1066. Therefore, you added 6, and you're right. Now, how much time do we have, Roger?
We have 30 seconds to go, so we won't give you the score. Well, we'll tell them Radcliffe 105, Minnesota 109.
Okay, here's the toss-up. John Adams and his son, John Quincy Adams, were both presidents of the United States. Now, for 10 points... what are the full names of the man and his grandson who were both presidents? Minnesota.
Jack Davies.
Benjamin Harrison and William Harrison.
You're right for 10 points. William Henry Harrison.
I'm sorry, that's it. Time's up, Alan. The game is over for this week. The final score on the College Quiz Bowl tonight is 105 points for Radcliffe College for Women and 200 points for the winner, Minnesota. To each member of the Radcliffe team, it's our pleasure to award an attractive and dependable Whitnauer wristwatch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnauer family of fine watches, since 1866, makers of watches of the highest character. And for fielding the winning team tonight, the University of Minnesota will receive a $500 gift to be administered by the college. And these varsity scholars from Minnesota will return next week to compete in this new All-American quiz game with the varsity scholars of the University of Wisconsin at Madison, Wisconsin. Now here once again, your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
I want to congratulate Minnesota again, and I want to say thank you to the four fine young ladies from Radcliffe, Nancy Fisher, Phyllis Lafarge, Phyllis Bodell, and Ruth Joseph. You did a wonderful job. Now next week, Minnesota meets Wisconsin. And the weeks to follow, we'll have varsity scholars from the University of Pennsylvania, the University of Illinois, Notre Dame, and other outstanding colleges and universities all over the nation. Be with us again next week and every week for an exciting quiz game here in the College Quiz Bowl. Now, this is Alan Ludden saying, see you tomorrow on weekend, and so long, everybody.
Your referees tonight were for Radcliffe, Vern Williams of Station WBZ in Boston, and for Minnesota, Ben Layton of Station KSTP in Minneapolis. College Quiz Bowl is an NBC Radio Network production, originated and produced by John Moses and Don Reed, directed by Ken McGregor. This is Roger Tuttle speaking. Trevor Howard stars on Theatre Royal, next on the NBC Radio Network.